Bridge Magazine recently examined the role of the Tea Party in Michigan politics. The four-part series for the online news service of the Center for Michigan is called Inside the Rise of Michigan's Tea Party. I spoke with a reporter for the series, Bridge contributor Pat Schellenbarger. How big would you say the Tea Party's influence is in Michigan, especially in the Republican Party?
Well, it seems to be considerable. What they seem to be best at, I think, is stopping things that they're opposed to rather than passing things that they're in favor of. And that is something they acknowledge. But they have quite a bit of influence within the Republican Party in Michigan, specifically in the legislature. And the greatest threat that they seem to hold over members of the Republican Party is a primary opponent. And no legislator wants to face a primary opponent. It's a sign of weakness. And that is the tool that the Tea Party says is most effective for them. And they have been able to wield that tool occasionally. Sometimes it's only the threat, though, that is enough to convince a legislator to back off on something that he or she might otherwise support.
One of the interesting passages in one of these articles is that you write that it was difficult to get a lot of establishment Republicans to go on the record. Is that part of the what you're talking about here, that they perhaps fear what the Tea Party might be able to do?
That is, and it was, I guess maybe it isn't so surprising, but I think it is a testament to the influence that the Tea Party has within the Republican Party, that several elected lawmakers and the governor's office, in fact, declined to be interviewed or did not respond to requests for interviews. The Tea Party is planning to run its own candidate for lieutenant governor, that is, for the Republican nomination, to oppose the current Lieutenant Governor Calley. I had requested an interview with anyone on the Governor Snyder's staff about that, but they did not come through with it. There were a few, very few, Republican legislators who were willing to talk on the record. I think it's also significant to note that in Michigan, at least, the Tea Party focuses on the Republican Party. They pay almost no attention to the Democratic Party because I think they see that as beyond hope. So their goal is to move the Republican Party in Michigan farther to the right. And in many respects, they seem to have succeeded in that.
You quote Gene Clem of Kalamazoo, a Tea Party member, as saying that he realizes the Tea Party has a bit of an image problem. But there's other people in your piece who say that's been blown up by the media. Does the Tea Party, at least, or do people within the Tea Party acknowledge that perhaps that some things have gone on, certain rallies and people shouting down a congressman or something like that, which have not done their movement a great service?
Yeah, some of them do. And, of course, there are still, I think, those elements within the Tea Party, but certain Tea Party groups have tried to tone that down a bit. And there are people within the Tea Party, there are leaders within the Tea Party who are quite sincere and are reasonable in their demeanor. Gene Clem, the one you mentioned, has said that there was someone within his own Tea Party organization who tended to be a bit more fiery and outspoken, and they saw to it that that person no longer was part of it. And he said, "I don't shout at people, and I don't like to be shouted at." And they seem to have changed their overall approach, too. They're a little less visible. There are fewer of the, you know, protests marching out on the streets, holding up signs, and more of an effort to work behind the scenes, maybe more within the party, even though they may view the system or the party as part of the problem, but to remake it.
The writer and commentator David Frum, who at one time was a speechwriter for President George W. Bush, he likes to say that Democratic politicians loathe the liberal base of their party, while Republican politicians fear the conservative base. Putting aside the Democrats for the moment, do you think that your story perhaps illustrates some of the fear that Republican politicians do have of the conservative base?
I do think there is some of that. Yeah, I think that that the threat of an opponent in a primary does instill a certain amount of fear in elected officials. And there are some who maybe are more willing than others to stand up to the Tea Party, but Fear is a strong motivator in many of us. I mean, you would like to think that your elected officials are there to do the right thing, whatever they deem to be the right thing, but there is a certain element of self-preservation, I think, that comes into play when facing a threat of an opponent.
Pat Schellenbarger is a contributor to Bridge Magazine, the online news service of the Center for Michigan. You can find links to his stories about the Tea Party's role in Michigan politics at our website, WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.